With teammate Sarah Hendrickson out of competition due to a knee injury, the field was wide open for the U.S. women. Lindsey Vann, who says it was great to jump well again after a couple of tough years, says she can feel the rhythm of ski jumping once again. On the K90 hill, Vann had the two longest jumps of the day for the women with a total of 250 points for the two-run competition. She was followed by fellow teammate Jessica Jerome, also of Park City, with 223.5 points, and Alyssa Johnson, also of Park City, finished third with 185 two-jump total. On the men's side, Nick Alexander of New Hampshire picked up his second national title. In the meantime, World Cup overall ski jumping champion Sarah Hendrickson continues her recovery after suffering a knee injury this summer. Her goal right now is to be back on snow in January. That would allow her a chance to regain some form and perhaps even compete in a World Cup event or two, but she knows nothing is assumed for the Sochi Olympics. Also over the weekend, Billy DeMong, a hometown favorite in Lake Placid, won his ninth national title at the U.S. Nordic Combined Championships. Third after the morning jump, DeMong posted the third fastest 10K cross-country roller ski to hold off the Fletcher brothers, Taylor and Brian, who also live in Park City. They took silver and bronze, respectively. And in the men's bobsled competition, Park City's Stephen Holcomb and his partner Steve Langton secured the men's bobsled, winning after finishing nearly a second ahead of the field. Holcomb had already earned a bye onto the national team based on last season's results, but he chose to race as he prepares for the upcoming World Cup season. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.